ESPN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and a shine for all, but in some people's world, it never shines at all.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Alt Island Promotion Board, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Finn Castle Media Group, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Good afternoon, good day, good evening, happy Thursday. This is Pearly here with Talking Heads Thursdays with Pearly, live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And here I get my own little thing saying with Pearly. You all hear that? I was so excited to hear that just now. That was fun. I didn't even know it was coming. That was cool. Mr. Medusa, thank you. I feel a little big now. How's everybody doing? Oh, this is so great to be here with you today with Talking Heads. Hey, but if you want to be a part of Talking Heads, let me give you these numbers. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or 242-300-5720. And of course, you know how to text me, right? 422-4796, that's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Text me, call me. Let's just get into it. My guest, them still in the Senate, so I ain't gonna have that guest. I may have a surprise call a little later, but we'll get into that. How everybody? This has been some heat coming down, and I'm here in the United States. Got some really bad weather out there, really hot weather, and that can mean some tornadoes over that way. But it's really hot, so you gotta hydrate, people. Drink plenty of water. And listen, me, you talking, don't like to drink water, but I'm doing that. Drinking a lot of water, keep hydrated. And see how you're doing. So let's get right into the headlines. And then they're brought to you by Fine Threads. Let's see what's in the papers from The Guardian today. Boy, we can have a discussion with this front page today. Government shifts tune on aircraft. OPM says government will use planes seized by police. But I want to see what they had. They fixing it up for 2.2 million. A beloved son, father, brother, friend, and co-worker. Government allocation for aircraft outrageous, FNM deputy says. And Pindad says defense of no-bid deals on BPL is a farce. And a little clip in the picture of Hubert Ingram released from Doctor's Hospital. I understand he's in good spirits. Thank God. Let's keep him in his prayers today and going forward to a quick and speedily recovery. Quick recovery. Halkidis on business section. Halkidis on financial services. Government has adopted measured innovation approach. Financial services continue to be a priority as the second pillar of our economy. Pindad suggests public sue government on JDL cargo fees. BDB projects over $1 million in interest income thanks to Afro-Emec Bank capital injection. Focal employees participate in stock ownership program and Fusion to have new restaurant by August. One of my favorite places. You know what? Let's get right into it, man. Let's get right into the discussion. Callie on the air. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, everyone, since you had a car right on the side of me, that's a Mustang GT.
Oh, a lot of mercy.
Hear that noise?
I hear it. So that's what you got to let me hear. Hear Mustang GT.
And this time I'm on fire in the traffic.
Okay.
He ran on the side of me that he won. Put games on it.
Well, as long as he doesn't, as long as he can make all the noise, he can make all the noise he wants, as long as he don't do it.
You know what I like to do in Naughty?
Yes, sir.
You all really share your talk show, and you all rarely just talk show.
I try to be.
They got some other people got some talks, so like, I'm telling you.
Let's behave.
No, I will behave, but if you're from now, you got to talk the truth, though.
Yeah, but you got to behave now, because you remember doing this, you get in trouble the last time, and I won't keep you on, I won't hear your voice, so, you know, this, okay?
Yeah, but we talking to people, let's take over talk show and say,
yeah.
It's the talk show.
All right, but we ain't getting into that. They, you know, everybody have a different style of what they do, and if you know, I appreciate that you like me and Naughty, and we can keep up the good work, okay?
Yeah, man, y'all keep up, y'all.
All right.
You know, we got a split talk show. You share to AC, Naughty do the rest of the thing.
Yeah,
y'all get together. I like that. But these other people who say old people talk show.
It is
splitting, dog. So,
all right.
Dog,
but
I got
a couple other callers, okay? Sparky. Let's take this next caller. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, Pearlie.
Yes, there.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank God for life. After next week is my birthday next month, I can start saying thank God for pain, because I figure if I feel in pain, I know I'm still alive.
Yes. So this is the first day of summer.
Yes,
they
it is.
It's the longest day of the year.
Yes, so it is. It's the longest day of the year.
We'll see what happens. But I just called to chime in on the aircraft, whatever has been acquired, purchased, whatever.
Nah, they say it was procured.
I've listened to everything related to it today.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, many callers had some good points. And, you know, it didn't have to go this far, and I think the government needs to understand that you are accountable to the Bahamian people.
Point.
And whomever introduced that bill, whoever wrote the information, I don't know if they did any research or whatever.
Well, the deal, not the bill, the deal.
The deal, okay. Uh-huh. You were supposed to ensure that you have everything in there. I mean, I'm sure it won't be everything, but the most information possible that the Bahamian people would want to know about this deal.
True. I want to know.
It wasn't there.
I want to know. So I agree.
This is why I believe that there is so much outcry. And when we listened the other day, when Madam Colby responded to the leader of the opposition saying that she will respond after a certain time.
Okay.
But that's been a slap in the face to the Bahamian people.
But most times they do that. I can't answer it now. I'll come back. And I don't think they ever do come back, but you know.
Yes. But I know, it can be politics, but the Bahamian people become offended because when Marco Sissi or whomever stands in that house and uh-huh. they ask a question,
yes.
they are asking the question on behalf of the Bahamian people.
Yes, they're His Majesty's legal, this is His Majesty's loyal opposition.
Yes.
And that's their job.
Don't insult us by telling them or being rude to them that you are not prepared or you are not going to answer.
But I mean, you're a lady. You're a lady. Let me ask you. So the speaker said, is it because she's a woman or because she's a newbie? How do you feel about that?
I took grave exception to that. I would hate to know that the leader of the opposition would even have a thought that because she is a woman, maybe because she is a newbie who refuses to learn.
Okay.
Because the way she carries herself in that house, in that chair, has much to be desired of a speaker of any parliament.
Okay.
And for the leading country in the Caribbean, I believe we are the leader in the Caribbean. I don't care what nobody else says.
There you go.
We are looking for more from Madam Speaker. And we are asking for Madam Speaker to be fair. To be fair.
But it's good for the goose, have to be good for the gander.
I don't believe she is fair.
Okay.
And I don't think Mr. Pintard has anything to do with her being a woman.
Because you know what I found interesting is that when I used to watch, I avidly watch the parliamentary channel. I watch it every Wednesday. I watch it through the debate. I've had opportunities to sit in and listen. I'm fascinated by it. And I remember the Madam of Angleston, Member of Parliament of Angleston, used to carry the Speaker House and Moultrie to war.
Mm-hmm.
And her point of orders used to be carrying on, and I'd never see him shut them down like that. I mean, they've all had their confrontations now, and that's part of it. Mm-hmm. I speaker said,
that's a part of it. Yeah.
But I've never seen it like this, and you know,
no.
I've never seen it like this.
I would say something, but we must be respectful.
One of the things I take pride in, you have to understand who's watching you and who, and particularly if you're trying to influence the young people and stuff like that, turns young people off from getting involved in politics and all that. And I'm afraid for our country later down the road.
Yes, but I pray that the end of the road is soon with what we are seeing in that chair. But I am requesting our speaker to do better. It has nothing to do with you being a woman. And even with her being a rookie, by this time, it's been almost three years now,
you should have
learned something. It's embarrassing. And it ought not to happen again in that parliament.
All right.
It's embarrassing for our country. And as I said to somebody, the world is watching our parliament and shaking its head.
Oh, boy.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much. Another call on the line. Boy. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, my brother.
You're the first one I got through for the week.
Oh, really?
Everybody have a monologue, and then they just take two calls, and only two people can get through.
No, I want, and particularly today, I want as many people to get their views, and I got my views on this stuff, and, you know, people can think I'm biased, so I want to hear your interview.
Only the same set of people. I don't know how they managed to get through, and I'd be sitting on the phone just dialing, but anyway.
Glad to have you.
I want to give my 5 cents about this.
Go right ahead, my brother.
We already have two planes. The police have one, so they said, and the defense force have one.
I got you.
Now, how much of them need to go down one time? And if it's more than what the one plane goes, you got another one there.
Okay.
Then anytime I go to the airport, and Bahamas, they always have those dash planes. There's always one of them or two of them sitting over to the far side that is not being used.
Okay.
So I don't understand. And they want to spend $2.5 million on planes. And they're always telling the people to pull up your bootstraps, tighten your belt, because it can be like you said, it might happen overnight, but it can take a little while. It can get better.
Yeah.
Why can't they do the same?
Well, you know what's coming up, maybe as early as next year, you know what's coming up?
Yeah, but they went and bought a car the other day for one person. Now they're spending $2.5 million on the plane. They ain't going to take no more than about 12 or 15
people. Somebody said a yacht coming soon.
Okay, all right, well.
See,
because I want to put one piece in here now, but I forgot.
Get yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All this money they're spending, and I still don't have my MRI machines in the hospital.
Only three ambulances working.
The three MRIs I request for us, the people.
Yes.
So we don't have the tow lines when we go north. You got to get a month appointment together. You'll be dead by then.
Yeah, oh, boy.
So we should have about three, so you could go right in there. Whilst if the doctor needs the information right away, you should not have to wait no more than about 2 hours.
Because you go to a private place, that's some good money.
They keep skipping these MRI machines. And the fella in Harbor Bay, with his machine and out west, they making a fortune off of the poor people
who
need to spend now. Last time I went, it was $700.
What, seven? Try doubling that night.
Okay. So that can tell you how long I had a MRI done.
Uh-huh.
And us, the poor people, see, and when the poor people are out here, we need to see and feel things. All that talk you be talking in the house, half the time you don't understand what they're talking about. Because all they're doing is giving percentages on the back of that.
Yeah, yeah. They trick you
with these percentages. Yeah, I don't know why they want to talk like this to the layman people. That is for when you're all in meetings. And you got the countings and all of that. Yeah, they understand all these things.
Even with the increase in NIB coming up July 1st, they're telling you getting a 1-point-some% increase.
Right.
And I want to know how much money coming out of my paycheck every week.
Stop giving me all these things.
How much more? Yeah, but they do that so you can think it's a little bit of money, you see?
Right, because see, math was my worst subject. That's why I'm not a scientist or astronaut right now.
I got you.
So when you draw, I'd be trying to sit down and calculate, and by the time I sit down and figure that out, they want to something else. So you can't never keep track of what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
But I am asking and requesting for them, because they're going to build a new hospital now.
But
Three MRI machines in there.
They must be putting it in the new hospital.
We got to have these things, man.
Yeah, we do.
We're doing all these improvements in this country. Look at the Prime Minister. Yesterday, I bet he had to get his done in the hospital there. But to find that clot.
Yeah, I mean the former Prime Minister.
Yeah, the former Prime Minister.
Yeah.
They have one right in there. So,
yeah.
All right. Now imagine the person who had the same problem. They're going to send him home and say, you only got a headache, take a Tylenol.
Boy, see, you can't.
Well, because they got the machine right there, and he has the money.
But he's also insured.
They taxed us left, right, and center on the basic things we can't have or get.
Point taken.
Now they're buying a jet for them now.
No, they ain't buying it no more. Now they take it from, they forfeit it or seized by police.
Right.
Now they're going to refit this. My question is, $2.5 million to refit, what kind of seat they put
in? This is 737 they must be refurbishing.
I trying to figure this one out.
Well, it got even a 737, I don't think it costs that much to refurbish.
$2.5 million.
The only thing the people would have done in this plane is take out the seats at the table.
Maybe that's because
they need all the electrical things in there.
So they might have to do that. Maybe they want to change the wiring. Maybe they put a new
gold toilets in there, and they're going to have a stewardess who's serving drinks and lobster and steak on the plane while they, and they'll probably have a kitchen and all that on it. But I don't know why they can't use the police plane and defense force.
That's the question I'm asking. We don't need that right now. There's other more important things that need to be done.
I keep harping on this thing about the three MRI machines.
I understand, yes.
I know how important they are.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And if they say they love us and they're waiting for us, I've been asking this now ever since I found out the hospital don't have an MRI machine.
All right.
Get them, man, and put them in there for the poor people.
Okay, I got another caller.
Okay, good.
Thanks for calling. Before I take this next caller, let me just read these texts quick, and then call I can take you right now. Good day, Pearlie. I understand Jobet don't know what's going on with BPL. That's why she can't answer Pintard. The next one says, Pearlie, this government can say whatever they wish. The acquisition of this aircraft is for them to start their campaign. They already have access to Bahamas Air and have been abusing the airline for years. If the opposition wasn't on their game, they would have purchased this plane and no one would have known. That's true. That would have slipped right through there. Hey, Pearly, wonder what Spin Anton will... Oh, I do. I just take this next call. Call it what you saying. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Pearly?
Oh, speaking of the devil. What's up, my brother?
No, man. No, sir. I rebuke you.
Not in those bad ways, my brother. Somebody that's wondering what you're going to say. You know I don't mean it like that, man.
All right. I appreciate that, Pearly.
All right. Here we go.
You know, they said a lot of things about Almighty as well.
Oh, yeah. And I was telling somebody just yesterday, he walked in on Palm Sunday as the king and on Good Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's up? What you got to say, man?
So let me just finish this. And so I don't pay any mind to poverty-minded individuals or people who don't call talk shows to make constructive contributions.
But they all have their right to say what they want to say, though.
Yeah, as you do. But no. Hey, Burley.
Once they're not liable, or when there's no libel, slander, nothing like that,
Precisely. Okay.
So talk to me. I got a couple other callers, so let's get to your point.
Get to your point. If they like you, Burley, they're live for you.
Yeah, man.
If they don't like you, they will lie on you. Look here, Pearly.
And I know Pearly, about that. Yes, sir.
Two quick points.
Okay.
Do you remember when it was the height of COVID-19 and the opposition leader at the time experienced a COVID touch?
Yes.
And he had to travel.
And that little tube thing he was over, that little protective tube thing they carried him in.
And he had to travel to get accommodations based on his daughter being a specialist.
Yeah, in surgery. Well, he chose to travel based on his daughter insisted he come over there.
So he had to travel because his daughter was never any other.
But I understood. And that's in that right? sense, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I'm saying that to make the point. Now, look at the scenario where we have former prime minister. At the time, Mr. Davis never sat in the seat of prime minister, right?
Okay.
We have former three-time prime minister, right?
Yeah.
Hubert Ingraham.
Yeah.
Who went to doctor's hospital, not
yeah.
PMH.
Yeah.
You have one lick of complaint from the media?
But he did stay in the Bahamas and probably had to go to doctors because of this, but they had there, and like the gentleman that says, no MRI machine like that. So maybe that had to be referred to that. Plus, the government insurance covered him to go there.
Apparently, yeah.
That's the facts. I ain't changing none facts. The point is, I understand what you're trying to do, so I had to tell you, your man, the former, the then opposition leader, flew out of the country. Went to a foreign hospital.
Mm.
Our former prime minister stated maybe it'd be a private hospital, but the same doctors at Waken PMH, Waken Doctors Hospital, Bahamian doctors, Bahamian doctors, as well as the expat, but he works on both hospitals, did surgery for in both hospitals. So I don't see a point there. Yeah, well, I think you're trying to compare apples and oranges. I understand what you're trying to say.
I think I made the point quite clearly.
Okay, what's your next point? What's your next point?
Difference in response.
I got you. Okay, right? What's your next point?
And the second point, Pearly, relating to, I lost my thought. I wanted to say something in regards to this aircraft.
The plane. Okay, the one that the good member of parliament for South Andhra said they were procuring, and then now Opium come back and say they seize a plane that they're going to refit for $2 million. I just throw it out there so you can refresh your memory a little bit.
Yes, I want to ask you if you would please forbear with me. Let me hang up, regain my thought.
Go right ahead, brother.
Number.
Okay.
I could call you right back because it was critical.
Okay.
All right, Burley.
That's it. Next call. Let's take this next call, and then after this, we're going to break right after this call. Call, how you doing?
Good man, pretty good man. I thought that mean he had nothing to say. He got nothing to do. That's to that man. I hope they cut his paycheck.
What's happening, my brother?
Well, listen. See, ain't nothing wrong with getting the plane. You know, where is FNM, PLP, or COI? It's nothing wrong with having the plane. It's what you say. You need the plane for.
And I think the timing. I think the timing is a little off right
it's
now.
It's off, yes.
The timing. The country can't afford it now. I understand why you need the plane, you know, but not now.
Not now. They not say now. They need the plane to cut costs. Now, how you going to cut costs, first of all, right? We know what kind of plane that is, right? The bigger them planes are, the more they cost for everything.
Might be right? The King Air, though, because, you know, the King Air is pretty efficient, pretty cost efficient.
Yeah, but them King Airs cost $8,000 on makeup.
Okay.
By itself.
Okay, okay.
But what I'm trying to say is, see, they're trying to spin this thing on cost.
Uh-huh.
That's impossible, because, like I say, you can't only use two pilots. To use two pilots for the year, you're looking at $200,000. You can need four for the rotation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether the plane in the air or not, the plane have some incurring costs.
Yeah.
Even if that's sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
You got to maintain those planes.
Yeah.
If you go in the air, they calculate those planes by the hour.
Yeah.
So you got $500 to $700 an hour for fuel alone.
$832, I think I saw.
Exactly. When you land those planes, wherever you land them, there's a tax.
Yeah.
You got to pay landing fees.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pay parking fees for those planes.
Yeah.
You got to pay engine. Now, if it's a drug plane, first of all, to clear that plane up, you got to go get the professionals to make sure they ain't got no extended tanks and no kind of MacGyvering and stuff to use for that plane.
They have to refit it. It has to be refitted, quote unquote.
They got to take that plane apart and make sure that the FAA standards.
Yes.
In order to put that in the air.
Yes, understood.
So that's money. Now, we can't determine how much hours on the engine if it was used for drug running. So you got to replace them engines for brand new engines.
Exactly.
And you ain't get off the ground yet.
Okay.
So tell Anton.
But it still ain't going to be two. It still ain't going to be two some million dollars.
Yeah.
It still ain't going to be over $2 million to refit it, even with new engines.
But we ain't get off the ground yet.
I know that.
You
I know that.
To save costs.
I know that. Exactly. Anyway.
How you just save costs like that, Freddy?
Exactly. I know what you mean, brother.
Make
it make sense. Make it make sense.
Thank you very kindly.
Thanks for calling.
But you said it, you know.
Amen.
You know what's coming up, because I said it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The action coming up.
Any day now. Any
Thank
day
you
now.
Very kindly. Thank Have a great day, man.
All right, my brother. Let's take a break. This is Pearly Talking Heads. This is with Pearly at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We can be right back.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on-site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at kfcnassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power, major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weaver, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
The buzz. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM Talking Heads. We've been into the buzz. The buzz been this plain. But let's read a couple of texts quickly. Yes, Anton, poverty minded because the nation is struggling with poverty while you lust to get a splash of champagne from the politicians' glass who are not prioritizing our funds. But apparently, this is a first. You shut Anton up and disorientated him. He had to catch himself. Hey, I got some skills. Probably we are sick of this Anton guy. Tries to cover all this government garbage. Everybody know this government won this plane for political campaign season. So stop with the BR, Fox and A&E and buy MRI machine. Tired of this government stuff. Yeah, I know you can't give me them heavy words to read on there now. I almost get in trouble listening. Boy, pretty when your war room, when the war room will try to spin this plan story, BPL and the carb and all kind of story, who do you believe? Time up, Brave, and Anton them, and carry the speaker and her crew. My dearest Pearly, how are you? Excellent show as always. First was to purchase a plane, and now is to refurbish a confiscated plane. Only because the cat is out the bag. The hospital does not own an MRI machine. Anton was trying to make it right. He is dumb today. We don't need no plans. You have to keep that plane maintained. Hogwash, Pearly. This your number one fan, Pearly, who sent you your first encouraging text. You are doing a great job. Keep the good work up. These PLPs think all the people stupid and cannot see through the antics. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon. Great show. One caller spoke about getting the plane backed in certification. It's a King Air. One engine listed and $400,000. You can spend $1 million on just engine. Okay. Then $1.5 million to do what else? I'm fine. If you spend $1 million on engine, that's fine. But you can spend with the rest. The seats? Anyway, call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, bro. You all as well. Good afternoon.
Hey, my brother. All as well. How you doing?
Right, man. I ain't really worrying about this plane. All these governments need a plane. You know what I mean? To travel around the world.
I don't dispute that. I just think the timing. That's all.
Yeah. And the non-transparency.
Amen.
Because the only way we knew that this plane was a plane that was accosted by the police was because somebody said it on the radio.
Yeah.
Understand, and everyone start doing their little investigation and things.
Yeah.
And more people say, oh, the plane right there, they can see the other side of it. The government finally come out and say, oh, yeah, we fixing up this plane. The police took from somebody.
I heard the plane then fix up. I ain't sure, and I could not be. Rumor has it the plane then fix up. It could be allegedly. I don't know.
I think that's no rumor.
Okay, you never know. I have no proof. I can't prove it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. So there's somebody got to tell
it. But I hear there's no rumor.
Somebody got to tell
me. On the other hand, with BPL, right?
Uh huh.
You got BPL. You got Air Freight, right?
Uh huh. JDLA.
Why the government trying to put all these management people in charge of these assets. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is some shady business after you didn't get kicked out of government and thing, man.
But I
didn't know who these shareholders is.
Amen.
You
understand? Okay. Yes.
Who got interest in these things, man?
Yes.
That's what the Beeman people got to know. They need to let us know what's going on, man. Everything they doing, they putting management team in charge of things. And these people ain't even investing. All they're doing is making money.
I even ain't worried about the management team. I ain't worried about how much assets we're giving up for 40% ownership.
Exactly.
I can use the words of Pindar today. The Marthy Martin. The Marthy Martin. Somebody got to explain
something. We're making less money.
Now, it based on some things, and I correct me if I'm wrong, it weighed almost $800 and some million.
Correct.
We given up $100 million or whatever in the ownership, and the other people, some people putting up 30 million, then they can go borrow another 100 million. So
let's
say 130 million, but the government only own 40% of that, and then based on the money they getting paid, the BPL only getting 2.5 cents on it.
Something
smell good. Something like it been sitting in the trunk too long.
Too long, man, Pearly. And all I want is one of these governments to just be transparent and stop thinking this whole Finland era where a lot of dumb behemoth drunk and listen to everything you say. Everything could be fact checked, man.
You know, I pull Google out, I pull up, I go online, I check things out, I pull up the government website, I read. That's the only way you can know, because somebody ain't telling us everything.
That's what I'm saying.
And because
the Prime Minister,
cabinet, stop thinking of behaving people stupid, and tell us the truth, man. We tired of this foolishness now. It's getting worse and worse every time you all talk. You understand? The prime minister is starting to sound like stupid minutes right now to me.
Oh, Lord.
You understand? See what happened to him.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my brother. Wait, listen, this hot. Next, call it what you're saying. How you doing? You still there? You're impatient, eh? All right, we get somebody else waiting. Take the next caller. Caller, how you doing?
Hey, I called back. You said that the 2.7 million, right?
Yeah, I think 2.5, somewhere around there. Uh-huh.
Okay, I tell you what, I give you a little synopsis of what it could cost just to get up there and off the ground and keep that thing, basically. But you said, I tell you, they got to replace those.
Nah. See, you going to what it can cost to keep it on the ground. We ain't reached that yet.
Let me tell you
why I said we ain't reached there yet. Listen to me carefully. That's after the plane done fix up. That's after the plane done gone through the inspections. And that's after they done start. Then you say, let's say July 1 is the first day for them to start flying the plane. Now, they spending $2.7 million to get the plane ready to fly.
Well, listen.
That's my question.
Yeah, but somebody ain't telling the truth because we don't know the services here and those engines. They have to be replaced.
So, all right. So, hold on, Bertie. Go ahead.
I'm going to make your point quick.
All right, go ahead.
You say the two engines for that, I guess, to use Google and call the company.
So,
$1.2 million for two engines.
Okay, that's $1.2 million. Good. All right, fine.
Thank you very kindly.
So you spend that to fix up the plane, but you still got another $1.7 million. What you spending that on?
What one point one? You only got $1 million left.
All right, so you still need what $2.2 million out of 2.5 leave 1.3. So I mean that's $1.2 million out of 2.5 leave 1.3. That's what it was when I vended this out.
What I trying to tell you, that's the same thing. No pure extension, you know.
I understand. Okay, so now another point, $1.3 million to put in seats and to do the rest, paint it and everything. No, man.
Possibly.
You got to show me that. You got to show me that breakdown.
Proper leather seats. And you got two pilots, four pilots.
How much leather seats? The pilots ain't got nothing to do with buying the plane. Got nothing to do with refurbishing the plane. I've got nothing to do with it.
Then you
got
to pay them, eh?
That ain't in the bill yet.
No, but they tried to say cut costs.
Yeah, but that ain't in the bill yet. The bill, the first bill is 2.5 or 7, whatever that amount is, $1 million. That's the first bill. And then once they get it on the air, then you got to pay pilots and all them other things.
Yeah, you're looking at almost $1,500 for the tire.
All right, I got a couple other people want to say something. Time running out. Thanks. Next caller. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? Let me just first say, the word goes, if they like you, they lie for you. If they don't like you, they lie on you.
Uh-huh.
And when questioned about it, they lie to you.
And guess what? I've experienced all three on me.
Okay, so, but you know, you notice why, right? Now I see a trend going here. I see a car, right? Now I see a plane. I searching the budget for the yacht.
Yacht next. That coming next year.
And I know for sure Mr. Mitchell mentioned the house, and then I check it. That's not the Prime Minister house. That's the new House of Assembly. So I'm look for another house.
On the new House of Assembly, I support him on that. I work there. I sit in that smoker's room and sit down and watch Rod crawl up inside there and we'll crawl right back out. That building needs to be refurbished and made a
museum,
and then we do need a new House of Assembly.
Now, we need a House of Assembly where you know a whole new design.
Yeah,
where they can have the real debates the way it is done now in England and other mature democracies.
Not only that, but that's where the leader of opposition can have an office there. The prime minister, the leader of government business, can have an office there. The speaker can have a proper office, and maybe some committee members have their proper committee rooms and all that.
I agree with you. And you know how they do the face-off with a questions day, they bring the prime minister down to the floor and make him answer the questions.
Yeah.
And he got nowhere to run.
Well, that's two things you got to make that happen. First, you got to build it, then you got to make them pass rules to say
the new administration will be there when it's finished building.
I got you.
We just need to talk to the incoming prime minister now. What do you need to have done?
I hear you. I got a couple more calls. Let me take them. Thanks for calling. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hi, Pearly.
Hi there. How are you? Well, you make my day. Yeah, you make my day. Talk to me.
Allen missed out something. He's talking about these pricey items. You know, he's talking about the car, not the plane. But how do we know that they are working on the plane? How maybe the money they already spent?
Well, I heard through the grapevine, I heard today that the plane might be finished. I know.
That's what I'm saying, because
if you're in the car and you got your window open, close it or turn off the AC because it's blowing and I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You can hear me now?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Okay. No, I'm saying they usually tell us things after the fact. If you notice, they refuse to answer Pintard until after the convention. They refuse to answer any questions. All the answers are can't answer you now, won't answer you now. Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's a regular.
Like, as far as we're concerned, this plane done do.
That might just be done, but guess what? Ain't no secret. So I just saw people blow the whistle on what's going on with BPL and what's going on with this. The whistle can blow. People can
and,
talk.
And Mr. Anton, I must say this to him. I am disappointed. I am very disappointed because this is something I am pretty sure he knew was going on and said nothing to us. Much information that he brings us, he didn't bring us this information. So, Anton, I am disappointed.
Anton might have known. I can defend. I don't think he knew about it because he would have said something.
Hi, Curly. We talking about Anton here now.
Anton would have said something. Anton Thompson. Thank God on that one.
You sure you know you said the right thing but the right to Anton? We all know. He know because anything we say negative about this government, he can come back with definite information to show you proof. Dried ink written proof as to what is what. So Anton knew.
Okay, we'll see.
Thank you, Pearly.
All right, darling. One more caller. One more. Caller, you on the air. What you saying? Are you there? Are you there? There you, hey.
This me here. I'm back with you.
All right, you got 2 minutes because I got to get off there because it's almost 5 o'clock. Go ahead.
That's no problem. I'm not going back with a second point. I deviated from that based on the last caller. Thank you for trying to defend me, Pearly.
Okay.
My dear, no, I had no idea.
See, I know you didn't know.
I did not know. And when I heard it.
They put that one on YouTube then.
When I heard it for the first time, it was during the discussion in Parliament, right?
Okay.
When I was listening to the debate, and I haven't been able to defend for it because I am unaware of any details to be able to speak to it.
All right,
and I'm not going to speak to something that I'm not aware of. And I'm not going to speak to something if I don't feel justified about it in my spirit.
All right. Fair enough.
So I couldn't speak to it. But what I would say, though, Pearly, what I would say, like I said to Shivago, the government does a lot of traveling throughout the family of islands, right? And I believe that if the information was provided to the Bahamian people, and all of the details in terms of what the government actually spends with the levels of travel it currently conducts.
No, we see it in the budget. It gone up. We see the 2 points. It gone up. We know the budget. Yeah.
No, man. That ain't speaking. That's my first.
Every ministry travels in the budget, including OPM. Everyone in the budget.
Yeah.
Under Ministry of Finance, you see under Fair Foreign Affairs, Tourism, you see the budget. So they know where they spend it.
And so what I'm speaking to is something different, though, Pearly. OPM. PMR is his own thing.
Yeah, I take that off the table then, yeah. But,
right.
But each ministry, and as well as when I was at ZNS, you had a budget for travel. That's there. You come and say what you got to do for the year. Yeah.
And not only that, Pearly, as you would be aware in particular, certain agencies or certain arms of government who specialize in media application for the government, they are also accommodated by other ministries, because there's a lack in that particular department.
All right, I hear you. I take your point.
Necessary travel, right?
I take your point.
And so I believe that.
Go quick, because I gotta go. Go quick.
Okay, I believe that if we had brought the information to the Bahamian people, we could have avoided this whole situation that's
exactly.
underway.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity. All God right. bless.
Just before we go, let me get through these couple of texts. Pearly, the speaker leaves much to be desired. She is rude and unprofessional. You can take the man out of the bush, but you cannot take the bush out of the man. She is the worst ever. Pearly, I understand. Joe Beth, don't know. I didn't read that one. And timing for the plane is bad. I agree with the 2.5 could be better spent at this time. That's it. Thank you so much for this voice hour. We're trying to work a new little format so we can get it down back, Mr. Producer. But this has been Talking Heads Thursdays on Guided Radio 96.9 FM. Pearly, we take a break, and in the news, when we come back, we can talk sports. The Lakers got their head coach. We'll talk about it after the flip. See you later.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of city life, yearning for a relaxing getaway without the headaches of international travel? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Escape to paradise without leaving home with our limited time, two fly free offer for Bahamas residents. Whether you're craving adventure, seeking to reconnect with your roots, or simply yearning to unwind in secluded shores, the Family Islands has something for everyone. But you better act fast, because this incredible two fly free offer is only available until June 30th. Don't let this opportunity slip away. So why wait? Book your trip today. Escape the ordinary, discover the extraordinary, and experience the magic of the Family Islands. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information and start planning your ultimate island getaway today. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious.
New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetah Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
You're never shining at all.
Of flames, attention
of flames. Is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Finn Castle Media Group, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song.
Welcome back. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking sports. Boy, let's get to the numbers so you can call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Text line 4224796. Boy, good to be here again. Time to talk sports. Yes, the Lakers got their man. We can get to that in a second. Let's just get into today in sports history, and then we can get back to that. Okay, just hold on. Today is Thursday. It's June 20th. Where did my thing go? It just vanished on me. Don't worry. I got today's June 20th, 2024. In 1912, the New York Giants and the Boston Braves combined for 17 runs in the ninth inning. The Giants scored 7 to the Braves 10 runs. The Giants still won the game 21-12. In 1936, Jesse Owens set a 100-meter record at 10.2 seconds. 10.2 seconds in 19, so the world record now is 9.58 seconds. I think the women is 10.4. In 1950, Willie Mays graduated from high school and immediately signed with the New York Giants. God rest his soul. In 1960, Floyd Patterson knocked out Ingemar Johansson to become the first heavyweight fighter to regain his own crown. In 1966, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament broadcast in color for the first time. In 1967, Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective services laws by refusing to be drafted. The U.S. Supreme Court later overturned the conviction. In 1980, Roberto Duran won a 15-round decision over Sugar Ray Leonard. It was the first defeat in 28 professional fights for Sugar Ray. In 1982, Pete Rose played his 3,000th Major League game, and it was also his 523rd consecutive game. In 1993, the Chicago Bulls won their third consecutive NBA title. They defeated the Phoenix Suns. Game 6 won a score 99-98. In 1994, the Detroit Tigers streak of 25 straight games with at least one home run ended. They lost the game 7-1 to Cleveland. In 1994, O.J. Simpson pleaded innocent in Los Angeles to killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goodman. In 1998, Sammy Sosa of the Chicago Cubs hit two home runs for the second straight game. The feat set a major league record for 16 home runs in June. In 1999, Lawrence Phillips became the first NFL European player to rush for more than 1,000 yards in a season. In 1999, the Dallas Stars won their first NHL Stanley Cup by defeating the Buffalo Sabres in the third overtime of 6 games. The game actually began on June 19th. In 2001, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants hit his 38th home run of the season. The home run broke the Major League Baseball record of home runs before the midseason All-Star break. In 2002, Lou Castillo of the Florida Marlins set a Major League record for second base when he got a hit in his 34th straight game. In 2003, Jose Canseco was arrested for testing positive for steroids, a violation of his probation that stemmed from a nightclub brawl. In 2004, Ken Griffey Jr. of the Cincinnati Reds got his 500th career home run. And in 2007, Sammy Sosa of the Texas Rangers got his 600th career home run. The hit came against the Chicago Cubs, his former team. And the sports quote of the day, "The future ain't what it used to be," by Yogi Berra. That's true, you know. That's true. It just ain't what it used to be. All right, so that's it. Let's get into home court. Brought to you by Burger King. What's happening out there in the sports? What's in our papers for the sports today? If I could ever find it, you know, I'd be looking for these things and they'll never pop up on me when I need to find them. But we'll get this brought to you by Burger King. I actually had Burger King yesterday. People tell me they wasn't cooking, so I had to go find something to eat. So I went to Burger King and I had the chicken ranch. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pretty good. That's one of my favorite sandwiches there. So I enjoyed it. The Bahamas loses to Paraguay. Major won the first match, but the Bahamas is down to the Davis Cup. Baseball Nationals to resume this weekend. That's wonderful. And BGF names junior national team. So that's what's in the headlines in what's in the local sports scene. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to get into what the Lakers did, who's in and who's out, and we'll see who's in as the Lakers' new head coach. We'll be right back after this break.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org/Caribbean.
Flavid Island Gas, we making dreams come true. Flavid Island Gas, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power, major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Show joy, love to you.
We're back. We're here. Here's the news. My phone rang, and who's out? Brought to you by Tropical Gyros, and you know I had that for lunch yesterday. I love their pork salad. Ooh, could die for. I try to get it. I can't tell you how often, but I try to get it. So anyway, my phone rings. Naughty's on the line. So in this sad voice, so you know when you get them phone call, you think somebody. I thought something happened to Pops. I thought something happened to MJ. I thought something happened. I thought. My nephew must have broke his leg or something. Naughty come on like he was about to cry. I don't know if you heard it, Earl, but the news is out. The Lakers signed their head coach. It's like, Jesus, Naughty, what happened to you? Yeah, Earl, the Lakers signed J.J. Redick as their new head coach. $8 million a year for 4 years. I'm done. I'm done, Earl. I'm done. I'm finished. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to be a Laker fan from afar, but I'm not watching. I'm not why. I did all I could possibly not to laugh in his face. Naughty took this thing so serious. He is so upset. I wish he would call. But anyway, he is so upset about what happened. He's so upset that the Lakers hired So anyway, the Lakers have hired J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The first-time head coach will get $8 million a year, four-year deal. So right now he's putting together a coaching staff. And the question some people ask, who should he have around him? You know, what can we expect from him? Do you like the signing? Let me know. I'm mixed about it, and I'll tell you why. And I understand what Naughty's saying about it, and Naughty and I agree on the same page. Him and Magic being close, and they have and this is based because they do a podcast together. They might not even like each other. They might just think it's a good thing to do, but they do a podcast together, and they like each other. Don't do for them. So now they think because him and Magic are friends, he's not going to coach the way he should coach. That LeBron is going to actually be the coach. LeBron is going to decide what happens, who plays, who don't play. And I don't know if that's so. I don't know if that's so. I can't say that is so. And so, to me, that would be okay. That would be the reason I may be against the trade, because how much influence will LeBron James have on JJ? And he's already said he's going to maximize both him and AD. But you need to do. You're paying them all that money. You got to maximize them. The next thing Naughty says, yeah, I'm done. Now they're going to go draft Bronny. I'm done. I had to throw that piece in there. Anyway, so why I like the signing, I'm tired of all these retread signees. I'm tired of bringing back the same old coaches. He coached this team. He coached that team. Now he coming to coach the Lakers. He done coached for four other teams. Now his fifth team is the Lakers. He done coached for three other teams. His fourth team is the Lakers. No, I tired of them. Yes, some of them had opportunities to win. Some of them was just getting that big money and moving on. I like the fact that we're going to try a first-year coach. It worked for Boston. Hey, they have a first-year coach. What he got? Number 18. All right? I like the idea of a first-year coach. J.J. Redick knows the game. He has a very, very high basketball IQ. He's played on championship teams. He's played with LeBron. He's played with others. But he knows basketball. Now, can he translate that to coaching on the court? That's a different story, and time will tell. But it isn't him who gets to do it alone, you know. The next test on him is whether he'll be a good coach is who he brings around him as his assistant coaches. Who will he come? Will it be Sam Cassell? Could it be some others? Who will he bring around him to boost him up and to show him? And some experience, you know, it might be a former head coach he may have to bring, not to make the final, but to give him some good advice. You know, I think we got to call a guy. Call to give me 1 second. So it could be a former head coach, a couple of former head coaches, some other guys who have some assistant coaching experience. That's going to be key. His next moves over the next few days, as who he's going to hire as part of his staff, is going to be key as to whether he will have some sort of success in that team. Who the Lakers draft at number 17? Will it be Eddie out of Iowa, or will it be the guard out of, I forget the school. I want to say Clemson. Don't quote me on that, but it's a point guard who's a great ball player. Not the best shooter, but a great ball player. Excellent defensive player. 6'2", but I got like a 6'9", 6'7", 6'9", wingspan. So that is going to be interesting to see. But let's take this call and see this caller got to say. Caller, you are on the air. You are with me. What do you got to say, caller?
Hey, Pretty.
Hey.
What's happening, boy?
Hey. Oh, Lord, I'm nice.
Yankees trying to give us some trouble, you know. But
what did the Yankees do to y'all? They beat y'all last night, eh?
No, boy, we beat them, boy. And even that game was leading, and they come back.
They beat y'all night before last then?
Yeah, they went one. We win today. We up 8-3.
Y'all up 8-3.
And the fella we run, I think he must be leading the league in the RA.
Okay.
Last two innings.
Don't joke, man. I thought Cole was supposed to pitch for them today.
Cole pitched, I think, yesterday.
Oh, Gil. Gil has a very good ERA. They run him quick. They put seven runs on him in the first inning.
Yeah.
In the second inning.
But I didn't like we get a leadoff double and we bring that in. I don't like see that.
Yeah.
A bunch of bull. But see what you had that home run off us, man. So, you know, it could be interesting. We could try to fight them.
Dodgers got a daytime game with Colorado. We're leading them 5-0. It's now 5-3. Bottom of the first inning. Bottom of the eighth inning.
And the Dodgers can pull that off.
Once you get to Evan Phillips, I'm good.
Yeah, but talking about the Lakers, I mean, they were trying to get that college fellow. That ain't going through, eh?
Bitch college. But no, that they offered him some pretty good money. He turned it down to go back to UConn, Danny Hurley,
I guess he must be going to take the pressure.
I think he set the Lakers up. I think he used the Lakers to get more money out of the University of Connecticut.
He has
an opportunity to three-peat. It will be the first time in many years that a college basketball team is able to win three in a row. So that's the history in itself. He has opportunity to do it. He has a really good team. He's bringing back. He got some transfer game. He lost like four players. He's going to lose four players to the NBA. But he has the team that's left behind is very good. Plus, he's bringing in some pretty good transfers. So,
one
thing with college basketball, like that's like trading players. You could enter the transfer portal and you could be a great player at Wisconsin and next year be in Connecticut and another college doing it. That's what Angel Reese, you know, that's my girl. Angel Reese was at Maryland and then she transferred to LSU.
I don't know, but Redick, I know Redick, and I don't know if he ready for that coaching, you know. But
like I say, it depends on who he got surrounding him. If he got with assistant coaches, he got there to help him. That's going to be very key. That's very key to most people winning championships. Don't want to believe that one player, that one head coach doing it all himself. He's got a great staff. So if he brings us, like a Sam, I'm just using Sam Cassell, and maybe not. So don't quote me. That's using a person like a Sam Cassell. Then you bring in maybe a person who was a head coach last year somewhere or the year before who could come and give you some guidance and some, you know, some experience, teach him some experience. That'll help.
But you can't let LeBron control. I mean,
You know, a lot of people spend, you know, and I hear my good brother and Naughty say, but, you know, a lot of people think LeBron had nothing to do with this pick. LeBron had nothing to do with what was going on.
No, I don't think he had nothing to do with that.
He may have something to do a couple of years back, but in the last year or two, he has nothing to do with the team like that. He's just taking what they got and get a play. So, you know, hopefully it'll work out that way.
Yeah. Anyhow, thank you.
Okay, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but it's gonna be real interesting. It's gonna be real interesting to see how J.J. Redick performed with the Lakers. When I say perform, better, you know, like I said, I can't say this enough times. It's who he picks to work around him. And we'll see what happens there. You know, we'll see if he's going to succeed or not. Naughty's going to stay away, he says. You know, and I understand, bro. I understand. But I'm a Laker fan. I don't particularly like LeBron being there, but that's what we got. And that's what we got to work with for now. Because no use. Either you just stop watching or you switch teams, and I don't switch teams. I've been a Laker fan for over 50 years, so I ain't about to go switch now. You know, and I ain't about to do that. So I just have to go with the flow and take what I get. You know, and that's what we get for now, and we'll go with that. I see Aaron Judd hit a home run 27 today. That's going to be very, very interesting to see. Now, I got one cousin who's around me and tell me we ain't talking enough football. And he wants to talk about wide receiver from the 49ers, whether he's going to end up in Washington. My cousin is a Washington fan. I don't know why he won't put it for one. But he went to college in Washington. So I guess that's the why he's a Washington fan. But, you know, really, what I'm understanding is the 49ers want to keep the brother, but only at their price. Not at the price he wants, and so that may be the reason why they may part ways. And if the Washington Commanders going to pay him that big kind of money, then so may it be, you know. And you know the 49ers could be a little cocky because they've really got a good team. They've got a really good team, so that might be, you know. But Purdy has proved himself as a quarterback. They get McCaffrey. They get Brandon. If they bring him back, then so I guess they're a little cocky with it. So we'll see what happens, you know. Stevenson gets $36 million deal, a 4-year extension, includes a $17 million signing bonus. That's interesting. I can never pronounce his name. Ramondre Stevenson signed a 4-year, $36 million update with the Patriots. He's a running back. He's getting $17 million guaranteed money. He would get $8 million signing bonus plus the chance to make up to $12 million incentives if he can reach 1,400 yards and become a Pro Bowler. So that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. Okay, Patriots, you're paying some money finally. That's not bad at all. There's some, you know, a lot of people are anticipating what their teams are like. And I'm going to pick on certain teams, what they need to do, what their to-do list is, what they got to do to make themselves a little better. And I'm just, you know, and We should really go right all the way to Washington one time and see what their to-do list is. Since my good, decent cousin is beyond my case about his Washington Commanders. They ain't going nowhere. Let's put that out there right now. Let's look at my Dolphins, right? Shining Shaquille, but, you know, and they need an add an edge. People say the Dolphins need to bring another edge rush in there. I think Chop Robinson can prove that you don't really need to do that, all right? And then somebody say, bring back Ryan Tannehill. You got to be joking, all right? And they need to add probably some cornerback depth. Jalen Ramsey and Kellen Fuller are going to be great. They probably wanted to, they probably top two, top three best cornerback duo in the NFL this year. So, but they're going to, you know, they could get hurt. They need some backups. So it depends on what they do. It depends on if the rookie does well. So let's wait to see what goes there, you know. We'll see what happened in there. Your Washington Commanders, they say you need to add an offensive lineman, all right? They gave up the second most sacks last year, 65 in the league during the regular season. They made the number two pick on Jaden Daniels, so they need to get some offensive lineman to protect him. They need to make a move for a wide receiver, and I guess that's why Ikeu from the 49ers' name is coming up. Maybe they'll be going after him, see what happens. And then they need to sign a cornerback. I don't know if you agree with that, Eric, but that's what they're saying about your team. We don't know. We'll see. You know, we'll see. I don't know. And Dan Quinn is your head coach. You know, head coach. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, we're going to get more into the NFL as the training camps open. Most training camps open on the 13th. And then between the 13th and the 16th. And then the veterans come in between the 19th and the 24th. So you get the rookies come in first to get the feedback, get into the playbook, get into understanding what all they have to do, and then they get right into running plays and learning plays and all that soon as the veterans get in. So they just move right into that. You got the last 10, the final 10, that's what you call it, the final 10, eh? Where we're going to be talking about Colin Cowherd is going to say the Dolphins, the Dodgers, the Lakers. Now all my teams are letting you know, Dolphins, Dodgers, Lakers made a bad move in signing J.J. Redick. So he's going to talk and say that's the worst move. They're going to talk about that and give your opinion on it. And let me know what you think. You know, if you think the Lakers made the right move, I know Naughty's upset. But let's take this caller and let's see what this caller got to say. Caller, you're on the air. How you doing? Don't listen to the radio. Listen to me. Turn the radio down and listen to the phone.
Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Listen to the phone.
Yeah, feedback. Good afternoon. Hello, Curly.
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah. Curly, you saying LeBron had nothing to do with J.J. Redick?
I'm a lot of talk of this that he had nothing to do with who was signing.
To me, he had something to do with that.
You think so?
Yes, because him and J.J. Redick had a podcast together on YouTube.
They're friends. They played together in Cleveland. Yeah.
But come on, man. Right now, you go on YouTube, J.J. Redick, the Lakers getting read right up. From Lakers fans, some other fans right now, go on YouTube now.
No, I'm
reading the comments now, he's getting read right up.
I've seen it.
Watch him and see who's getting one now.
No, I've seen it.
Comments, right? Even some Lakers fans, who's Lakers from the 70s, upset right now.
Yeah.
60s and 70s.
Yeah.
They're mad right now.
Yeah, a lot of them are very upset.
Want something to do with that, man. That's true. That's facts, man. Like this, we know what time it is, man. LeBron don't go there. You know, JJ, he's good. That's facts, man.
But you know, LeBron's
a big cry, baby, boy.
But you know, we'll shut all that noise up, right?
Well,
if they win,
they ain't getting over next year. They could be the next one again, man. That's all it is.
How
you going, bro?
I know he's gonna say that. Let's see the next call I got. This is calling your day. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. What's happening, Burley?
Right here, my brother. What's happening?
Yeah, not much. The Lakers started wiring today.
Yeah, J.J. Redick is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
J.J. Redick, okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you know, just like yourself, you know, we pulled for them, treat him, and everybody seem to always
have
in their mouth.
Yeah.
Lakers started the Dolphins.
Amen.
So we know. So, we never out of people's mouth.
That's true.
So everything we do, everything we say, everything we do, you know, we always under the microscope.
Amen. So always.
It is. But I with you, you know, I mean, you know, he didn't put a gun to Jerry and come there. That's what they hired. We got to, you know, give him a chance. Everybody deserves a chance. Every great coach had to start somewhere, man, really.
But that might be, you know, a lot of people, and by the way, our Dodgers is up 5-3 in the top of the ninth inning, just so you know that. Nobody out, run on first and nobody out. So anyway, back to the
yeah.
That might, you know, after trying to get Donnie Hurley and putting that big offer out there, and they may have turned off a lot of people, and that might be all they could get.
He may
just be all that they can sign right now. That may be what happened. Yeah,
that is correct. My personal favorite in the last month of all of this. To be honest, I mean, I wanted us to get Tom Cassell, man.
You said we keep dropping his name, right?
Even a month ago, I felt that they were going to win the championship. I felt that sometimes someone coming off a big win, and you want to win it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It didn't pan out that way, and so it is what it is. And, you know, we doing a lot of things. I mean, that West is going to be a lot better than it was this year. And we cannot, I can tell people, we cannot hang our hat on the fact that we were 10 games over 500, but we were still in the play-in. You know what I mean?
And so,
you know, we have a lot of work to do, because I can tell you, a lot of that West, you know, when, you know, everyone who have the luxury of playing in league, you know, you could, you know, you go on a 20-game losing streak and make the playoffs in league. But you can't do that in the West. So, you know, you always have a chance on that side.
Okay.
But in the West, you got to play, you know. So, yeah, man. But we can, our Lakers fans, we just get off a little faith and
just
support the brother and let's see what can happen.
Like I say, all that will change if they win. Or if they win, there'll be no more noise to be made.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But we'll see what happens.
You know?
All right.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
Appreciate it, brother. Take care. Yeah.
All right.
Call you on there. How you doing? Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
Yeah, buddy. I got you.
Okay, what's up?
I got you. Listen. I want to shoot two coaches out there at you. Right?
Okay.
Pat Riley.
Yeah.
And Kazula. That's what he named, right?
I know the guy from Boston. No, I can't pronounce your name right either. Don't worry about it, yeah.
Now, you know he was an intern, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. He ever played in the NBA?
I don't know, you know.
Okay, but watch that.
I think he did.
First year, what they do?
Yeah, I got
you. They go on to the...
Playoffs, to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right. Okay, second year, what they do?
Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I mean,
second year under him.
I think that was the same. I think the president coach right now.
Under him.
The president coach?
Yeah.
No, he won this. No, last year. He wasn't coach last year. He won. He overall won this year, the championship. Yeah.
But he didn't get him to the thing.
No, right? I think you know, he came in, if I'm correct.
He came in halfway through the halfway.
Oh,
through
I don't
the
know. I can't remember.
Then they let go Brad Stevens.
No, that's the other coach who was there.
They let go the other coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And he take over.
I don't know.
He was like into the halfway season.
Okay, and they made him coach. They made an interim coach.
But they went to the Tingham.
All right.
They went to the
Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, okay.
Right?
All right.
And this year, they win.
All right.
They only been there a year and a half.
So
he ain't in there 2 years.
But I did say, I mean, that's why I'm all for the, that's why I support the signing because of a first
coach. Okay, that's one coach I gave it to you.
Okay.
I just want to show you something so the rest of the naysayers and soothsayers can see where the Lakers look at.
Okay.
You remember Pat Riley, right?
Yeah.
We know Pat Riley playing the NBA.
Yeah.
But Pat Riley, first year as a Lakers.
Lakers. But see, they say Magic Johnson cost. They say Magic
no,
Fire
no,
the
no,
coach.
No. He ain't got nothing to do with no Magic Johnson.
So Magic
I
Fire the coach and Pat
coach.
Riley get the job.
Coach, right? Pat Riley get the job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what they did? 5 straight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now watch this. They talk about J.J. Redick as he ain't ever coach and he ain't ever do this. You hear that way it's be analyzing the game?
I did say he has a very high basketball IQ. I did say
that. Okay. Let me tell you something. Plenty of them can be shocked this year. Plenty of them can be shocked this year, quickly.
Time will tell.
Ain't going to be no play-in this year. It's going to be playoff.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Anybody see it? They talking about LeBron? Let me tell you something. When you see the Lakers then put this team together and put that staff together, I wish they get that boy, what he named, though? What he named? Sam Cassell. What the boy name?
Sam Cassell.
What used to play? He used to play with, he to play with. That's the name, Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell. We played, yeah, Sam Cassell. Yeah, yeah.
I wish they get him as an assistant.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's why, yeah. I say it's key to who he brings around him as assistant coaches.
Yeah, that's it right
as
there.
As to how successful he will be as a coach.
I believe he can get some solid, thingamarani.
Okay.
I don't think for the way, the type of IQ he get concerning basketball, I don't think he can look for no chokey assistance them in there.
All right. We'll see what happens.
But
okay, Skipper.
But everything good on the end. Right. So you say Tingham starting next month?
The spring training camp opens for some teams on the 13th. The Dolphins open on the 16th.
That's this month? Next
July,
month, right?
July, yes, July.
That's July,
yeah.
Okay. So we can be able to really
see some football beginning.
Let me ask you something, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I hear you on Naughty the other day was saying that Chaelin Phillips.
Uh-huh.
What you're saying? You say he wouldn't be able to play the first.
We're not sure about him and Bradley Chubb. How soon they can come back? Are they going to be ready for the beginning of the season and how strong they'll be? Because they both come out.
I don't think they'll be ready.
May not be ready. They're coming off very bad injuries. We'll know by the middle. We'll know by spring training how strong they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Not spring training, by training camp, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just what? You know what I look at too, Burley?
Uh-huh.
You see them too, right? You see the two fellas, what they pick up?
Yeah.
The two rookie them.
Yeah, yeah. Washington. The cornerback and the running back.
No, I don't know cornerback and running back. I talk about the two Tingham. The two fellas with his play. The Tingham. Oh, shoot. The same position with Bradley Chubb and Tingham is play.
Oh, you're talking about Chop Robinson?
Right.
Yeah.
Him and another fella.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to me. You hear what they say in their Tingham when they first came out? They say they come with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. A lot of people compare the Chop to Micah Parsons. Huh?
I think our defense can be crazy.
Let's see. I like this new coach. We'll see what Weaver does.
Yeah, what do you name?
I think it's Andrew Weaver. Weaver, I know his last name.
Andrew Weaver? Where's that from?
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, Baltimore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let's see how it goes. But let me tell you something. I hear you all saying you was chilling, Tingham. What do you name again?
Oh, you mean Jalen Ramsey, he can lose. Right. Yeah, he can let him play. He can let him be his old Jalen Ramsey.
There.
Yeah.
Let him play free. Because I didn't like how that defense was set up last year.
Yeah. He'd be able to play.
No one was awakened with them.
No, that wasn't right. So we'll see. He should have a lot better season this year.
Yeah, he let him fella freelance, man.
All right. No problem. Thanks for calling, brother. Okay. Texas says, what happened to Mark Jackson? A lot of us asking that same question. What happened to Mark Jackson? I couldn't answer that for you. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Billy?
Hey, right here.
Listen, Skiller was singing the same song at the beginning of the NBA season this year, and he was singing the same song last year.
Well, you need to worry about Lakers.
Can do this, Lakers can do that, y'all. Biggest surprise everybody. Yeah. Listen, man. That Skiller needs to find a new song. Listen to me, my brother.
I don't
blame Naughty, you know.
I
don't blame Naughty.
I listen it.
You understand? Because guess what? LeBron James can be coaching that team, okay?
Okay.
LeBron James can be coaching that team. Lakers will remain as stagnant as they are until LeBron James get the hell out of Dodge.
Okay. I just can't get out of this Miami Heat so concerned with my Lakers.
Yeah, I'm glad Skiller got a job because that song he's been singing, that ain't work. That ain't take care of the bills, all right? And Skiller, I know you could hear me. That song you singing, you've been singing that for a while.
You need to sing a new song.
You got to find a new hymn.
You may come up with a new one. You may come with champions. We are the champions
of the world. No, sir. Apparently, what we got new with the Dolphins, man? What's going on?
Yeah, just waiting on training camp to open up. You know, just hoping Phillips or Chop Robinson, Phillips or Bradley Chubb come back from the injuries, okay?
Phillips and Chubb?
Yeah, but I know one thing. Achan has been running routes.
Uh-huh.
They're going to use him similar to how the Rams back in the day used Marshall Faulk as a running back, but also could line up in the slot, line up on the end as a wide receiver. Use his speed, his breakaway power to complement Waddle and Hill. That may be something interesting to see coming up.
Let me ask you a question, though. What we got good for backup for Tua, man. Just Tua.
I know you don't like this thing, but if you look at Tua numbers, the same dude, Joe.
I ain't interested in numbers, man.
The same dude.
I'm interested
to me carefully.
In the human. I'm interested in the human part of him.
Listen
his voice.
To me carefully.
Okay?
Listen to me very carefully.
Injuries.
Listen to me very carefully. This is his third full season, correct?
Right.
He was injured. Was he injured? He played all 17 games last year.
That don't matter.
But that proven he played more. There are very few quarterbacks who played all 17 games last year.
Yeah, but he's still in concussion free.
He is concussion free because he ain't had none last year.
That's
he
because he had that protection. He was a lot smarter.
And guess what? He's a lot smarter this year, and the offensive line is a lot better this year. And he can put up. I telling you, the same dude, Trevor Lawrence, who signed that big million, that billion, trillion, half a quarter million dollar contract, all that big money, he did not play as well as Tua last year. Tua put up better numbers and played better than him last year.
I'm still waiting for you to tell me who the backup is, man.
Backup is Skylar Thompson and Mark and Mitch White.
Mitch
White used to be the Jets starting quarterback, and Skylar Thompson is the seventh round pick a couple of years ago for
Skylar Thompson. Listen to me.
Not only that, I have the faith. The whole team, Tyrod Armstrong speaks so highly of him the other day, and Hill speaks highly of him. They like him as a quarterback. He's one of the most accurate, if not the most accurate quarterback in the NFL today.
Yeah, you got to prove that to me.
He's proven that the numbers don't lie. I mean, people understand. This is third year as a full-time quarterback. This is where they progress. This is where you see a lot of quarterbacks
break out. When he takes me to the second round in the playoffs.
That can happen this year. He has proven himself. That can happen this year.
That's what I want to see.
That can happen this year.
He would have proven himself to me when he takes me to the second round.
That can happen this year. Watch.
Okay.
Okay, all brother. Right. All right. All right. You know what? I didn't read this announcement I was supposed to read, Mr. Producer, and I want them calling Rami so I can read it. Bahamas Power and Light Limited BPL advises the public of a temporary road closure to facilitate underground works for systems upgrade in the Eastern New Providence area. The affected areas will be from the intersection of the Eastern Road and Shirley Street to Newgate Road. Closures will occur on Friday, June 21st, that's tomorrow, 2024, from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. And Sunday, June 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. That's all day and all night. Motorists are advised to use alternative routes during these times. BPL apologizes for any inconvenience caused. For information and update, visit www.bplco.com or follow us on Facebook at MyBPL242. Okay, Carly on there. How you doing?
Can I voice along with you? Freddie?
Yes, sir, Brayman. What you saying?
How are you? I only want to say I'm drunk in practice tonight. You know, I'm a charter member of the Saxons.
Okay.
And I don't want any problems, no breaking in cars and nobody trying to rob anybody around there, because some people like to try to do that, get in the back of them and try to jam their hand in their pocket. Or
where the practice is?
Saxon Park.
Okay, I'll see you there later.
God's willing, okay, you to me.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All the best.
All right, brother. Call you on there. Don't listen to the radio call. Listen to your phone. What's up? You got 2 seconds. 30 seconds.
Freddie.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you see how strange some people is?
Uh-huh.
Now he come talking.
He ain't messing with you, man.
No, but let me show you something. He said I sing in with the Lakers, right? I know he ain't no Laker, right?
No, he's not.
But me and him, it's a Dolphin.
Yeah.
Look at how he have doubt in our quarterback.
He's always been that.
The best quarterback in the league.
He's always been like that. He's always been like that. That's all right. Trust me, he can change his talk this year.
If you go in the battle, you don't go to battle laughing. You go to battle all the way.
Yeah, he can change his talk this year. But I got to run because I got to run because I'm out of time. Yeah, he listening.
All
right. Y'all behave, yeah? Listen, you got to go. It's been a great 2 hours. First hour was fantastic. Thank you all for calling us in. Yeah, the Lakers got their man. J.J. Redick is the new head coach of your Los Angeles Lakers. Naughty, we can be all right, okay? This has been Pearly, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Talking Heads Thursday with Pearly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Colin Cowherd is going to say why that's the worst move the Lakers could ever make. We'll see what he has to say. Take care. See you next Thursday. Ciao.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetah Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Mama, restrictions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome to the official YouTube channel for the Colin Cowherd podcast. Go on, hit the subscribe button. There you go, right down there. If you want to be among the first to hear my weekly takes, NFL, college football, more, right there. The worst thing that could have happened to the Lakers is LeBron coming. Because LeBron has done this for franchises his whole career, except Miami. Remember that thing you used to use when we used typewriters called whiteout?
Yeah.
That you make a mistake and you could white it out. LeBron's like that for basketball franchises. Shitty GMs, average coaches. LeBron just wins championships. Like he just, even more than Michael, who needed Pippen, who needed Phil. LeBron got every coach to the finals. It doesn't matter. And so he's the great eraser, is that people forget how bad the Lakers were for a long stretch pre-LeBron.
6 years.
And yeah. And then LeBron comes. They win in the bubble, which was a weird year. And people forget how mostly bad they've been with LeBron. Take the bubble year out. I mean, that's the year Harbaugh's team was terrible and Belichick's was terrible. Like, that year was
Harbaugh had a losing season. Can I just say something real quick? Because I have to defend the bubble. Before any of us had ever heard the word coronavirus, the Lakers had the best record in the NBA. I think that team, it was the last year we ever had LeBron before he suffered his first significant injury of his career, the Solomon Hill thing with his ankle. Anthony Davis, the best we ever saw him. So I do think that was the best team in basketball under any circumstances, but that doesn't change your point. The point is that they've had 10 years.
One 50-win season, and they will go into this season. Then on any night where LeBron or AD, and this will happen often, in the regular season, take a night off, Austin Reeves is your second best player. He does not start for Boston, nor do I think he starts for Denver. And I'm not sure he starts for Oklahoma City. That LeBron coming to the Lakers. Yep. LeBron coming to the Lakers got you a COVID bubble title for a franchise with 12, who gives a shit? In the end, it has masked a, like, 11 to 12 year run of large incompetency or suboptimal guidance upstairs.
So I think that title's as legitimate as anyone, but I don't think it changes your point, which is they have in both the Tatum and Brown drafts, they had the pick. They had the number two pick both years. They took Lonzo and Ingram. And by the way, I have tweets out there saying I liked Lonzo more than I liked Tatum. I missed that. And people, here's the thing on that. People often say, oh, well, you had that wrong too. Guys, it's not I have a lot of things I'm looking at. Figuring out the single best draft pick for the Lakers is not literally my only job. So to compare how I would have done as Lakers GM, winning that by that same metric, I am the GM of 30 NBA teams, 32 NFL teams, a couple baseball teams, and doing other things. It's nonsense. Yes, I would have gotten it wrong. It's the Lakers job to get it right. There's that. There is the fact that they were either too cheap or too incompetent to keep Austin Reeves when he has the best, the numbers of him and LeBron on the court together were better even than LeBron and AD.
Alex Caruso?
I'm sorry. Alex Caruso. Yeah. That was a little racism by me there, conflating those two. But yes, I did mean Alex Caruso. They either were too cheap or incompetent to keep Alex Caruso. LeBron wanted, no question, LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook. But LeBron wanted Kyrie Irving. They found a way to say no to that. LeBron wanted Ty Lue. They found a way to say no to that. They said yes to Russell Westbrook because they wanted him too, because they're about stars. And then they mortified themselves with this coaching search. This is horrifying, man.
Horrifying.
Danny Hurley told you he was to the point where he's talking to LeBron. And the Detroit Pistons are willing to pay Monty Williams more money to not coach them than the Lakers were willing to offer Danny Hurley to coach them. They're not as serious. They are a family business that is being run by Linda Rambis, Kurt Rambis, Kobe's former agent Rob Pelinka, and Jeannie Buss. And this is what frustrates me so much about, because there is still a contingent of Laker fans that are really Kobe fans that are hostile towards LeBron. The only reason this team has not been in the wilderness since first term of the Obama administration.
That's right.
Is LeBron decided he wanted to live in LA? Not even, you had built a fun team that made sense. Nope. I want to live in Los Angeles, find the cap space, I'll do the rest. I will get us Anthony Davis and we'll instantly win a title. And then, I don't think you could squander a situation more readily than the Lakers have as an organization. And they fired Darvin Ham 7 weeks ago. 7 weeks ago.
And they didn't have an answer. Why would you ever fire somebody? If a company fired me, I can assure you they'd have a plan. Lakers have no plan. No plan.
The Danny Hurley thing was, this is where, I've said this to you before, I'll say it again. One of my favorite lines from an all-time movie, Casino, when De Niro is on the casino floor with the state assemblyman's nephew or whatever, the cowboy that had the job that he didn't deserve, and there had been three slot jackpots in a row. and De Niro's losing his mind because it was a scam. He says to him, he says, "You're fired." And the guy's like, "I'm fired?" He's like, "You're effing fired." He's like, "I'm fired?" He's like, "Yeah, you're fired. Because either you were in on it or you were too dumb to know you were being scammed. Either way, you gotta go." That's how I feel about the Danny Hurley situation. There are two doors you can walk through on that. Either you never actually intended to hire him, and you thought having that story out there would be good PR and soften the blow of eventually hiring J.J. Redick, or you really did want to hire him, and you thought $11 million a year was going to get it done. So either...